Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The alarm clock bringing us back 17 to the hour from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. Personal Brilliance is the name of his book. And is that still your website, Jim?
I'm sorry? Didn't
there used to be a website called Personal Brilliance?
There used to be. We've consolidated things together into Jim Cantarucci.
It's all into JimCantarucci.com. All right, two C's on the end of that one in front of the I, JimCantarucci.com. Thanks, Jim, for being here. The book is called Personal Brilliance, for sure. I encourage you to check that out. Jim, we talked in the previous segment about management by walking around, being available to people, but sometimes you need to get one-on-one with them, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and we were starting on the analogy of the teenager and a parent. And if we thought of it in that way, if we only left our kids to go out and get input from the kids the thugs on the corner, we would be a bad parent.
Mm-hmm.
We have to provide some influence there. We have to have some input to the process. So let's break it down. What happens in a one-on-one meeting? Look, we're sharing your direction and providing context. We're discussing priorities. The worst thing that could ever happen in a leadership environment is somebody says, well, just tell me what my priorities are. It just shows that we're not working together, right? So you need to discuss those priorities. We have input to the culture, and we're providing and receiving feedback. It's a way for you as a leader to improve. That's significant. And we're providing a personal connection to the company. When we talk about the buzzwords of engagement and innovation and influence, there it is. It's happening right there. That's the most crucial piece of leadership, is that connection that we're developing with each and every person who's doing the mission of our business.
And I think the operative word in everything you just said, in my opinion, the fulcrum word is context.
Mm-hmm.
You use the word context, Jim, and here's why. Information, they can get anywhere. Context is a big word that could be what we learned yesterday or what you and I have known for 40 years that nobody else knows. And providing context that is the foundation of all this content that we give them and that they can get and that we have, to me, that's the leadership part of this. What do you think?
Well, I need that information if I'm going to be successful as an employee. If I'm going to be a good contributor, I need to know what's on your mind as the boss. What are you concerned about? What are you looking at? You have a different viewpoint, vantage point than I do, and I want to develop the context of my actions and our actions together. I could only do that if I have the ability to connect with you and understand that. And so a great employee is going to require it. A not-so-great employee who doesn't know they need it has to be fed that they can become a great employee.
And this is a big part of what I talk to folks about, and I do this in my own company. If you're dealing with millennials, and we hire them, we love millennials here, but they don't have as high a value on context as older generations do. Now, maybe it's because they're not older. Maybe the older we get, the more context we appreciate. But I do think that the younger generation has so much content coming at them, like a fire hose, by all the different ways that they like to get content. I think that context has been devalued in their mind, in the way they live and work. And I think that's one thing I think that us older leaders need to help them get that. And so what I do, my millennials in here, at my place, when they're working on stuff that I know is new media, that's what we do, right? We're a new media publishing company. But I go in and I give them my half-century context of what we're doing. How whose shoulders are they standing on, and why does it matter? And instead of just letting them deal with the new media content, what do you think?
Well, exactly right. One of the things I do very regularly is stand up in front of the top 200 leaders in a company, and I'm speaking from a stage. The biggest problem and disadvantage I have is I don't have great examples because we learn by example. Guess where the examples come from? They happen in the one-on-one meeting. That's where you're discussing real work.
That's right.
If I can discuss the real work, then I have an excuse to teach a lesson and provide the context around that real work.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to be solid and it's going to last. It's going to make sense to people.
Otherwise,
we're talking in the abstract.
I actually have a rocker in the office where I talk to them like one-on-one like you were talking about.
I love the sound.
I go in, and they know when I come in and sit in the rocker, we're going to be here for a minute or two.
Yeah, let's go out to the porch. We're going to have a discussion. Right? Yeah, I love it.
But I talk to us some more about the power of this one-on-one.
Well, the number one thing, I'll give you a quick secret that we should be adding to these one-on-one meetings that will change and revolutionize the way they work, and that is to ask one question, and that question is, what innovation did you come up with in the last week?
Hmm.
Now, that's going to floor people. You know, I mean, they don't know how to react to that. Did I invent a light bulb this week? Oh, my goodness, what did I do? But that question allows for a conversation around creation of value. Because if we're thinking about the exciting things we're doing, if I'm looking forward to my one-on-one with you, my leader, where I'm going to share with you the innovation that I came up with this week. Now we're getting into
the first week. The first week it'll seem strange. The second week they'll start paying attention, won't they?
Exactly. The first week's an educational process.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you get the ball rolling, it's powerful.
Hold on to that thought. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. JimCantarucci.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.